Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, folks. Simple question. Why do we approach Mardi Gras like it's a block party as opposed to a huge business enterprise bigger than just the crews themselves? One example is a route change 5 days before a parade. Why? Because we are focused on only the crew. The enterprise, though, is so much bigger. Arthur Hardy, publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide, joins us to talk about this narrow view. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Happy to be with you, Noel.
So, Arthur, how do you feel about my perspective? I think it's a very narrow view. There's so many others that are impacted.
We're jumping on the same bandwagon, my friend. I've been preaching this for some time now. You know, these alternative parades, as they're called, preseason parades, you know, do not compete with Bacchus and Rex or Zoo, and they're not trying to. They complement the quote-unquote real parade season rather than compete with it. And they deserve the same consideration in terms of the permitting process. And they're just not handled fairly. That's the only thing you can say. Nobody in their right mind could say, yeah, it's pretty cool 5 days before you're supposed to parade to find out where you're going to parade. Come on. That's not right to the members, to the visitors, and the businesses along these parade routes that sell space, that buy extra cases of beer, that bring in extra help. It's just not fair. But I really think help is on the way. Sometimes things have to get really rotten before they get better. I know New Orleans City Council President J.P. Morrell has introduced something today. There's a story in Gambit online right now about it, giving more authority to the Mayor's Advisory Committee to recommend a lot of changes, and one of which I think would be to treat these parades more equitably.
But what I don't understand, if you know, I was reading the article on Fox 8, and I think they talked to you about this as well. What I don't understand is, what is it? Why can't we articulate why these particular streets that have been very popular to watch the Crew to View and others, that we can't give a reason as to why we're moving off of that and you know why? Because it's almost as if we want to forego any possible solution to this.
You're right.
Articulate it great when you talk about how this makes their year. This is bigger than all the other events for them. This is why they're able to stay in business. This is why we're able to enjoy these folks, these businesses that bring a special little whatever. You know, we always hear about our culture, but it's almost as if we'll go to the nth degree to preserve some culture, but not all.
Yeah, I can't find any logical explanation. The crew delusion, which for I think 8 years or maybe longer has followed the crew de vue on Saturday night, it would seem like that would be easier from a police standpoint to keep the police out for two parades than to move one to Sunday night, and you have to bring them out again. I'm sure there's some reason for it, but no one's been able to give me or the crew an explanation to move them from Saturday night to basically a school night, you know? But like I said, help may be on the way. It's a little late. Well, it's too late for this year. But I think it's gotten so bad that we have the attention of everyone now, and some changes will be made. And I'm excited about that. You know, it's about time. These parades, if you haven't seen them, now, Crew de Vue is an outlier here. It's raunchy, it's bawdy, it's sexy, I wouldn't say it's nasty. It's definitely not for kids, okay? But these other parades are for families. And if you haven't seen them, and, you know, for years, I ignored them, frankly. Eventually, I begrudgingly started to give them some space, my Mardi Gras guy. finally, a couple of buddies of mine said, listen, you got to come see this stuff. And I did, and I was blown away, and I was embarrassed that I hadn't provided more coverage and promotion for them, because it's a whole, it's an organic side of Mardi Gras. This is how Mardi Gras started. Individual people, all kind of arts and crafts things, handmade throws, beautiful costumes. You can't even call them floats, bicycle creations. I mean, it's amazing. And if you haven't seen it, you might tend to just say, I'm not following it. Go see it. I mean, really, these parades are really something else. And the crowds are enormous. And it's just an alternative side of Mardi Gras. And we don't want to lose that. We talk about the celebration being diverse and inclusive. Man, these people represent that better than anything I can think of. And I love it. I'm a big proponent of it.
And the horrible downstream implications of all of this, Arthur, is that we collect more sales tax dollars. What a pity.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a shame. And but I think things are going to get better. I'm not just wearing my Chamber of Commerce hat. I'm very optimistic that attention is drawn to the fact now. And it's not a matter of blame or anything. Let's just fix it. You know, let's just have everybody, you know, you can't make everybody happy, but we can do a much better job than we're doing right now.
Well, you know, what I don't like when asked of the leaders who are responsible for making these decisions, we get non-answers, right?
Yeah.
And
that's right.
And what I really don't like is that, having participated in Mardi Gras, riding in Argus, rode in Hermes, continue to ride in Orpheus. And, you know, I'm the announcer for the crew of Pygmalion. I see these organizations from the inside out. I see how many people are involved in giving of their time to make these things happen. And the effort that goes into this, it's not a two-week prep thing. It's a yearly prep thing, and you know better than I. It breaks my heart when these things happen and we can't get an answer.
No, I know. But hopefully it's about to change. I want to give a plug to Doug McCash, who writes the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. He has the lead stories in today's Lanyap, the newspaper. I'm sure it's available online. But it's about the best coverage I've ever seen of these four alternative parades that roll this weekend, with maps that I believe are correct, but who knows? Might change tomorrow. You know, I try to provide as much.
Well, let's hope it changes back to the original route tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's you really do need more than a daily. You need an hourly update to make sure you got it right. We're trying to post on our website at MarkLagan.com. All the new parade routes, which are the old parade routes for the big parades. Still some question about if all the parades will share the same ending point. You know, when the city says we're going back to pre-pandemic parade routes, what exactly does that mean? To me, it means the starting points will be what they were. Jefferson Magazine, Salon Chapitou was, of course, Toth and Henry Clay. But the ending points is something a little different. And, you know, I want to get it right. So we haven't updated our maps yet, but we will the minute the city gives me those ending points, because, you know, knowing where a parade ends is kind of important too. You know, you want to know where to stand. And that's an interesting point. You know, you're not allowed to throw in the formation area or in the disband area. So there needs to be an ending point for every parade at which you're, by law, not supposed to throw anything after that. But the parade doesn't end there. You know, the bands have to fall out. The floats have to go someplace. Riders have to get off and go on buses and things. So it's really important to know, where's the last place I can stand and see a parade and catch something? And so I'm still waiting for that. But, you know.
And how hard is it to put, like, cones and stuff where it becomes blatantly evident that at that point, right there, right then and there, that's over.
Yes.
So that the riders know they can't plead ignorance. You know, put a sign up, end of parade.
Yeah. You know?
And because, you know, in deference to the NOPD and other law enforcement agencies that work this parade, you know, JPSO and others, it can be hazardous in the staging area and in the disband area, because you got a lot of activity going on.
Yeah. You do. And that's where accidents can happen, too, if you're not real careful. But I'm just so glad to see these crews get their routes back. And I understand it's been like a feeding frenzy or a buying frenzy of crews who say, man, I got 20 more blocks now. I better go buy more stuff. You know, I was buying for a shortened parade route. And that's good, you know, but it's a happy change. Nobody's complaining about it.
And look, it's not easy, as you well know, to keep the greatest free show on earth alive.
No, it's not. Right? Nobody makes you do this. You know, the city can say, nobody's going to parade this year. But the city can't say, there will be 30 parades. Now, you guys go spend your money and give this gift. And say, you can't make this happen. What if parades decide, you know what, it's not worth the trouble. We'll just have a ball at the auditorium, at the convention center or someplace else, and the heck with all this free stuff for visitors and locals. We don't have to do it, but we do it because we enjoy it, and it's who we are, and it's just good to have it back. Full force, I hope.
Absolutely, and I can tell you, they're not these folks rotting, they're not spending hundreds. They're spending thousands.
Oh, no. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, it's amazing. But that's how we choose to spend our money, you know. Yeah. So good for us, right?
There are some that say it's cheaper to throw money than it is to throw anything.
Well, it would be. You know, when I was a high school band director, bands get paid to march in parades. It's a nominal amount. But once you subtract the cost to get uniforms cleaned, perhaps instruments that might have been damaged, fixed, and most of all, transportation, we figured out we could ask each kid for $5 and stay home and make more money than marching at a parade. But it's so much fun for the kids. And
you can't replace the experience.
No,
for sure.
Exactly. And the amount of people I'd see in a parade is more than 100 concerts or football games, you know. So it's fun, but a moneymaker, it's not.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, we thank you for your insight. We thank you for the work that you do in promoting Mardi Gras and love the Mardi Gras guide. I know everybody loves the Mardi Gras guide. And thank you for that as well. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate you. Thanks, pal. Bye.
All right, man. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.